Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
January 19, 1806. Blue beads, gone. Well, it seems the desire to purchase sea otter skins gets the best of the captains. They purchase one sea otter skin for the last of their blue beads. Later in the century, sea otters were hunted nearly to extinction, as they were the favorite fur of the traders. It is extremely soft, waterproof, and a beautiful color. Captain Lewis writes the entry today.
This morning sent out two parties of hunters, consisting of Collins and Willard, whom we sent down the bay towards Point Adams and Labiche, and Shannon, whom we sent up Fort River. The first by land, and the latter by water. We were visited today by two Clatsop men, and a woman who brought for sale some sea otter skins, of which we purchased one, giving in exchange the remainder of our blue beads and a knife. We also purchased a small quantity of train oil for a pair of brass armbands and a hat for some fishing hooks. These hats are of their own manufacture and are composed of cedar bark and bear grass interwoven with the fingers and ornamented with various colors and figures. They are nearly waterproof, light, and I am convinced are much more durable than either chip or straw. These hats form a small article of traffic with the Clatsops and Chinooks, who dispose of them to the whites. The form of the hat is that which was in vogue in the United States and Great Britain in the years 1800 and 1801, with a high crown rather larger at the top than where it joins the brim narrow about 2 or 2.5 inches. Captain Meriwether Lewis, January 19, 1806.
Coulter is listed here as one of the hunters sent out. This may be an error, as according to previous entries, he is with the salt makers. The Fort River is the present-day Lewis and Clark River, Clatsop County, Oregon. Chip and straw is palm leaf, straw or wood split into thin pieces for making hats. Train oil is a mystery left unsolved in Moulton's notes. It may have been used to light fires or as a lubricant for the firing mechanism of flintlock rifles. In these rifles, gunpowder is laid out in a train to set off the charge. It could also be one of Lewis's misspellings. Perhaps he meant strained oil. Anyway, Clark uses the same term in his entry. Tomorrow, a shortage of food.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Hal Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.